Yes, how you doing? This is Ron Smith. The show you're listening to is Ron Smith Star Talent Showcase Children of the Light Food Pantry. We are located in Brooklyn. This is episode 48, I believe. Or 49, whichever one you want to pick. And today is a Saturday. It's 9:25 p.m. We're going to get ready to go on a line very shortly. And we want to let you know that the address of the food pantry is 1171 East 95th Street in Brooklyn between Flatlands and Avenue J. Shout out to Pastor Dr. Maureen Rush and Sister Baptiste, Sister BB, and Johnny John, and Brother Ram, Sister Johnson, and the rest of the Children of the Light Food Pantry volunteers. The pantry is open on Monday. It's also open on Wednesday. And they're open again on Friday and on Saturday. Get there around 12 o'clock p.m. and bring a donation with you. Hold on. We're going to go live to the prayer line, conference line. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Nobody can take that away from you.
Yeah, positive.
Praise God. And for you.
Despite of all that was happening during the week and the past couple of weeks, there's still some positive, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. So, I'm thankful.
God is an awesome God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, he is. How are your mom?
She's doing okay. I'm going home and say, when he is about this, I'm going home. She turned 75 on the 28th.
So. Right around my senior, your young coming by me, right?
I don't know if I'm going from New York this time or Chicago, but most likely I'll be going from New York. So when I go in this time, I don't come. Actually, I was planning to go and spend 2 weeks, but I can't spend 2 weeks. So I'll have to go from earlier. I was planning to go spend some time after the party, but I'll have to go and spend time before the party, so I'll not just after the party. So you'll see me. Yeah. You'll see me this time.
Okay, yeah. Praise God for that.
This is Brother Ron.
Maybe I was meant to be doing a hard human saying that he's not well.
Well, he's doing so much better. He came out the hospital yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
He just taking one day at a time, sitting on the doctor's staring a lot. He still have a long, long way to go.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But Miss B, you know, before you came on into the line, I was praying for him.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you were praying. I was on the line, yeah.
Amen.
Heard and thank you.
Yes. I didn't even know you was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But God is good.
Amen. Amen.
And just got to pray situation and ask God to let him open his heart and his mind and accept Lord God as his Lord and Savior, you know?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Praise God. How you doing there, Sister BB, Sister Baptiste, Brother Ram? Good night. Good night. Amen. Amen. I've been thanking God for each and every one of you that are on the prayer line. And I'm thanking God for the podcast, and people have been listening and being blessed. And to give you a short testimony, and what's been happening now, as you know, I'm still fighting with the landlord, and what's been going on. I finally was able to get a legal aid lawyer, and you know, God is good, because these legal aid lawyers, they work against you so bad. And they really do. And I started talking with this young lady early in the week. And the way she was talking is as well, you're going to have to move out. And if you don't move out, they're going to raise the rent up with you. You're not going to be a shareholder anymore. Your tenant, you're just going to be having a regular tenancy, charging you $1,000 a month. Now, I said to this lady, I'm a Social Security disability person, and I know for a fact that I paid this man his money. He chose not to accept the payment, and I broke it down. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but just after, you know, the landlord's lawyer did not come to court on the 17th like he was supposed to. And she said, well, that's very good for you. Yes. And guess what? He's not going to show up on November 19th or the 13th. He ain't showing up at all. Because for him to show, and if I have my paperwork, that's why I carry this suitcase with me all the time. I have the paperwork proving that they committed perjury and fraud. And I have the paperwork that says that they did welfare fraud as well. And that can be presented at court. Now, I didn't, you know, file all the papers that I was supposed to file and everything. But, you know, God has given me the victory, because he teaches you about things that you didn't know that you ever knew. I didn't know about the 1099 form that the landlord is supposed to give you every single year for your taxes, or if you have to show that to Social Security. I didn't know about that. But then God is a spirit, and his Holy Spirit teaches you and guides you in all things. And so now I'm telling him, I'm telling this young lady, here's what you tell. The lady saying, well, I got to offer them some money. You know, no, this is what you're going to tell them. They're going to return the shares, because I've been without an oven from since the time my mom moved in here. And after she died, I mean, come on, I have no oven that works. Don't get out of here. And then you're going to pay me money, because you're not only the fact that I gave you money and you gave it back, but you harassed me. You stolen stuff out of my apartment. And then on top of all of this that I'm going through, they didn't finish all the repairs that they were supposed to finish. And so God has given me the wisdom and knowledge and how to talk with these people. And I've got the confidence. I know my faith wavers from time to time, because the enemy comes at me like a roaring lion, telling me all this other craziness. But God has given me the victory. I want to give a shout out to Pastor Brown out there in Queens. I go by his church every now and then. And it's been great. You know, I miss fellowshipping with the Children of the Light. We just came from a funeral. Just the other night, I forgot the sister's name, and I would see members of the church would come by as I waited on the bus stop, and they said, well, when are we going to do a service again? When are we going to get ready to go back in the church? We miss coming in the church. But they told us to come on the line, and she didn't want to do the line. I said, well, listen, the line is just a part of contact with the church, where it's two and three gathered together, God is in the midst. But we're going to try desperately to try to get something going on at the studio here in Brooklyn. But it's a different type of atmosphere. We got to, you know, it's not like a thing where we could jump and shout for hours and hours. We got to be in and out at a certain time. But God has been good all the time. And soon, hopefully, I'll be able to tell you some more about that soon. But I'm not going to take up much more time other than keep praying my strength in the Lord. God is providing the answers, and the situation is going to be resolved. And I'm going to get the victory and get the money because I need to get me a Frigidaire because my Frigidaire is gone. The Frigidaire is over 50 years old, maybe even older than that. And at least I'll have an oven that works. And so, like, this is a week before Thanksgiving that I got to go back to court. Oh, my God. And I got to be there early in the morning. So thank you all for your prayers. Continue to pray for me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, brother, when you had the stove, never used to give you an eat, so you're going to get a cook on your stove?
I don't have an oven. I have
stove. Not like a bake.
Yeah, so you could bake cookies. I can't bake chicken. You know, and sometimes with the stove, there's gas escaping. And I've had that type of problem. The air vent where you blow out all the air once you start cooking, that's gookity-gooked with all kinds of grease and grime and all that stuff. So when I cook or fry anything, the smoke goes all through the apartment. It's like, it can get bad.
You gotta be very careful.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, I told this lady from the legal aid lawyer that, you know, I could sue you for discrimination. Other people have stoves in their apartment that work. I don't have an oven, I should say, that works. But I don't even have an oven. I'm cooking everything from the microwave. And then even though, you know, since the BB, I've been so depressed and so much, you know, and I don't want to give it, I don't want to confess it because then it starts becoming a part of you. And it's just been you guys who been on the prayer line. I just, when I came in, I told you about the young man who had diabetes that was in the hospital. They amputated his leg. Well, he had died, as I told you. And I've been at his house, and his sister is trying to take some of the stuff out from the house and at least get some of the things thrown away before she has to give up the keys to the apartment. And that's four flights of steps. And I thank God for being able to make it four flights of steps. Mind you, now I'm walking around with the suitcase with me all over the place. And I thank God that it was me and another gentleman came by to help her, to at least assist her with moving stuff out. And I was tired. I'm just waking up not too long ago after having a little something to eat. And
hello.
I'm telling you, I'm hoping to make it to church tomorrow as well. You know?
Amen. Praise Amen. God. I just want to share this with you. They say when you pray, God listens. When you pray, storms get stilled. When you pray, doors open. When you pray, relationships get restored. When you pray, sickness get healed. When you pray, hope get rekindled. When you pray, strength is renewed. When you pray, answers come. Don't lose faith about what you are praying for today. God is faithful. His answer will come just at the right time. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.